Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Beti Bachao Beti Parao movement helped in overcoming gender biases and paved way for girls' education and empowerment. Campaigning picks up momentum for Delhi Assembly elections with senior leaders joining the canvassing. National Khadi exhibition at the Mahakumbh showcasing country's rich heritage, attracting thousands of visitors. Death toll rises to 76 in Turkey Air Fire incident. In cricket, the first T20 international of the five-match series between India and England to be played at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. And in badminton, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to open the singles campaign at Indonesia Masters Super 500 in Jakarta this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Beti Bachao Beti Parhao movement has become a transformative people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing 10 years of the movement, the Prime Minister said in a social media post, Beti Bachao Beti Parhao movement has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. The Prime Minister highlighted that districts with historically low child sex ratios have reported significant improvements. He thanked the dedicated efforts of the people and various community service organizations for achieving remarkable milestones. Prime Minister urged everyone to continue to protect the rights of the daughters, ensure their education, and create a society where they can thrive without discrimination. Campaigning for the 70-member Delhi Assembly polls has picked up with Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal set to join the campaign trail in different parts of the city today. Interacting with the BJP's booth-level workers through the Namo app this afternoon under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program, Mr. Modi attacked Aam Aadmi Party, alleging that the ruling party in Delhi is making all kinds of promises on a daily basis, sensing its defeat in the polls. Mr. Modi urged BJP workers to expose the AAP and popularize the BJP's promises among the people. He asked them to ensure record polling and target winning over 50% votes in every booth in the national capital.
Delhi mein ye jo sangathan ki taakat hai har booth pe teen teen char char peedhi ke karyakarta hai yahi ye shakti is baar vidhan sabha chunav mein bhi bhajpa ko prachand vijay dilayegi mujhe vishwas hai apne apne booth par aap jo mehnat kar rahe hain uske chalte aap bhari vijay prapt karne hi wale.
Mr. Modi accused AAP and the Congress of betraying the people of Delhi. He alleged that tanker mafias are flourishing in Delhi. He came down heavily on AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, referring to reported lavish spending on his residence as a chief minister. The Prime Minister also questioned the AAP government for not implementing the Ayushman Bharat scheme in the city. In his interaction, Mr. Modi highlighted the pollution in the Yamuna River and reminded AAP of his promises related to it. He also mentioned benefits of various welfare schemes of the central government. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting in the Indralok area of Sadar Bazar Assembly constituency in the evening, while former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is going to hold three rallies, while another Aam Aadmi Party leader and Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann will hold road shows in the city today. Our correspondent has filed this report.
As less than 2 weeks are left for campaigning for the assembly polls in the city, star campaigners of political parties are hitting the ground to seek support in favour of their candidates. Leaders and candidates are mainly focusing on door-to-door campaigns, roadshows and public meetings to propagate their issues and agendas in front of the people. Trying hard to retain power, for the four-term ruling Aam Aadmi Party, while highlighting their works in health, electricity, water, education and other sectors, is making all kind of tall promises in this poll to attract the voters. On the other hand, mentioning alleged misgovernance, unfulfilled promises and alleged irregularities, particularly the liquor scam, BJP is leaving no stone unturned in its efforts to dethrone the Aam Aadmi Party. Battling a survival fight in Delhi's politics, Congress in its campaign is mainly trying to remind people of the works done by Sheila Dixit government and alleged failure of the incumbent government. With Dibakar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, the BJP today accused the Aam Aadmi Party of using vehicles of the Punjab government in a poll campaign in the city. Party MP Praveen Khandelwal alleged that Mr. Kejriwal is violating poll norms by doing so.
पंजाब की सारी सरकारी मशीनरी का उपयोग केजरीवाल जी दिल्ली के चुनाव में कर रहे हैं जो कि नितांत रूप से गलत है. चुनाव के जो मापदंड हैं वो उसके बिल्कुल उसका उल्लंघन है. उन्होंने किस प्रकार से सरकारी पैसे का और मशीनरी का दुरुपयोग दिल्ली में किया ये सबके सामने है और अब वो पंजाब की मशीनरी का दुरुपयोग करके दिल्ली की सत्ता पर काबिज होना चाहते हैं.
On the other hand, Mr. Kejriwal today demanded that there should be special provision for the middle class in the union budget. He claimed that his party-led Delhi government always worked towards uplifting the middle class.
आज हम केंद्र सरकार से भी ये अपील करते हैं कि हमारे देश के असली सुपर पावर भारत के मिडिल क्लास को पहचाने. आज मैं ये ऐलान करता हूँ कि मैं और आम आदमी पार्टी सड़क से लेकर संसद तक मिडिल क्लास की आवाज बनेंगे, उनकी आवाज उठाएंगे, उनके मुद्दों को उठाएंगे. मिडिल क्लास की आवाज की गूंज अब संसद में सुनी जाएगी. हम ये मांग करते हैं कि देश का अगला बजट मिडिल क्लास को समर्पित हो.
Congress has also stepped up its attack on the Aam Aadmi Party, with senior party leader Ajay Makan accusing it of stalling and the tabling of the CAG reports related to the Delhi government. Briefing the media, Mr. Makan alleged that several projects related to hospitals have been delayed in the city.
इस वक्त 14 सीएजी की रिपोर्ट्स एक से एक रिपोर्ट ऐसी है जो कि इतनी भयानक रिपोर्ट है जिसमें भ्रष्टाचार के गंभीर आरोप केजरीवाल सरकार के ऊपर लगाए गए. एलजी साहब ने कहा कि केजरीवाल रोक रहे हैं, केजरीवाल कहते हैं कि एलजी रोक रहे हैं, लेकिन फायदा केजरीवाल को हो रहा है रुकने का क्योंकि वो एक्सपोज हो रहे हैं.
The Supreme Court today extended the interim stay on the order of the Allahabad High Court for the inspection of the Shahi Idgah Mosque in Mathura by a court-appointed commissioner in connection with the Sri Krishna Janmabhoomi Shahi Idgah Masjid dispute. The bench of CJI Sanjeev Khanna, Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan was considering the appeals led by the mosque committee challenging the Allahabad High Court's order. The petitions are led against the Allahabad High Court's order, whereby it transferred to itself the suits from the Mathura Court and the High Court allowing the appointment of a court commissioner to inspect the Shahi Idgah Mosque. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Mahakumbh is underway at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Our correspondent covering the mega event reports that the national level Khadi exhibition at the Mahakumbh is attracting thousands of visitors.
The Khadi India Pavilion showcases India's rich heritage in local crafts, textiles and indigenous industries with a focus on Khadi. The pavilion highlights the integration of tradition, sustainability and craftsmanship, offering an in-depth view of Khadi's role in fostering unity and preserving cultural values. Set against the historic backdrop of the Mahakumbh Mela, it underscores India's commitment to promoting local industries and sustainable practices. Khadi, which became a symbol of Swadeshi during a freedom struggle, has now become the identity of a self-reliant India. The exhibition features products from more than 20 states across India. With Anand Kumar from Prayagraj, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News.
A special cabinet meeting of the Uttar Pradesh government is underway in Prayagraj under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. All 54 ministers of the state government have been invited to attend the meeting, which has been held at the Triveni Sankul in the Adel area. Our correspondent reports important decisions are expected to be taken for the public welfare and progress of the state. Earlier, the meeting was planned at the auditorium of the Mela Authority, but the venue was changed to avoid inconvenience to the devotees and pilgrims visiting Mahakumbh to take a holy dip in Sangam. Later, the Chief Minister and the members of the Council of Ministers will perform rituals and take the holy dip at Triveni Sangam. At least 10 people have been killed and 16 injured in a road accident in Yalapur Taluk of Uttara Kannada district of Karnataka today. The accident occurred when a truck loaded with vegetables and fruits fell into a roadside gorge, leading to the death of 9 people on the spot, while one died at the hospital. The accident occurred early this morning. The truck was transporting goods from the Savnur in Haveri district to the weekly vegetable market in Kumta. All the dead were from Savnur. The injured have been shifted to Karnataka Medical College in Hubballi. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Badhal village in Rajouri district, where 17 mysterious deaths occurred in the last 45 days, has been declared a containment zone with all gatherings being prohibited in the area. Our correspondent reports that the district magistrate has imposed Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS, sealing the affected families' homes. The area is divided into three zones with all public and private gatherings banned. Designated officials will monitor meals provided to families in the containment zones. In Jharkhand, an encounter is underway between the police and the Naxals near forest areas close to Bansi village in the Nawadi block of Bokaro district. Two police jawans have been injured in the incident, while two Naxals were found dead. The search operation has been taking place since early in the morning. Death toll has risen to 76 in the fire incident that occurred at the ski resort hotel in Bolu province of Turkiye. Another 51 people have been injured in the blaze that broke out at around 3:30 on Tuesday morning in the restaurant of the 12-story Grand Kartal Hotel in the mountaintop resort of Kartal Kaya. Around 230 guests were evacuated from the hotel. It was reported that other nearby hotels were evacuated as a precaution. Turkish Justice Minister Yılmaz Tunç has appointed six prosecutors to lead an investigation into the fire. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan has said that beverage company AV InBev has announced an investment of $250 million in various parts of India, which will be completed in 2 to 3 years. Mr. Paswan held a meeting with the company on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. He said it is another historic step in India's food processing industry and will write a new chapter on job creation and economic progress. The minister said it symbolizes growing opportunities and the confidence of global companies in India.
I'm happy the kind of infrastructure that my country has made over the years has given that confidence globally to come to India and invest. My Prime Minister is extremely clear with his policies, is the reason why single window clearances is being provided, ease of business is given. That really excites the investors to come and invest.
Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today met Swiss Federal Railways delegation in Davos. During the meeting, they had a detailed discussion on safety technologies and maintenance practices. Mr. Vaishnav also visited rail coach manufacturing plant of Stadler Rail at St. Margrethen, Switzerland. Union Health and Family Welfare Secretary Punya Salila Srivastav has highlighted the need to address the rising cases of strokes in the country. She informed that nearly 500 stroke units are currently operational across the country and the network will be expanded to ensure wider access to specialized care. The secretary was addressing the National Stroke Summit organized in New Delhi today. Ms. Srivastav said 66% of deaths in the country are caused by non-communicable diseases. She emphasized that stroke is preventable with timely intervention. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions in East Uttar Pradesh today. Cold wave conditions also predicted in isolated pockets of Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. In cricket, the first of the five-match T20I series between India and England will be played at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. The other matches of the series will be held in Chennai, Rajkot, Pune and Mumbai. The final T20I match will take place in Mumbai on February 2nd. In the Indonesia Masters Super 500 Badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu is set to face TL Nguyen of Vietnam in the women's singles opening round in Jakarta today. In the men's singles, Lakshya Sen will face Japan's Takuma Obayashi in the round of 32 event. The match will begin at 7:10 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao movement helped in overcoming gender biases and paved way for girls' education and empowerment. Campaigning picks up momentum for Delhi Assembly elections with senior leaders joining the canvassing. National Khadi Exhibition at the Mahakumbh showcasing country's rich heritage, attracting thousands of visitors. Death toll rises to 76 in Turkey fire incident. In cricket, the first T20 international of the five-match series between India and England to be played at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. And in badminton, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen to open the singles campaign at the Indonesia Masters Super 500 in Jakarta this evening. And with that, we end the Midday News.